Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. So glad you're with us and hope everything's going well. We're right in the middle of the holidays. I hope you have a smile on your face. If not, I hope we can put a smile on your face before the end of the show. Danny Lipford here, along with my buddy Joe Truini.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. Yes, we're right between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and I love this time of year, especially up here in New England. We have snow on the ground, and everybody's in such a great mood. It's just wonderful. And if you're still working on your house, as I am, I'm moved indoors. But if you've got a question about your house, about your project, maybe you're thinking of buying a tool or requesting a tool. I've been getting a lot of people calling me about what tool should I request this year for this Christmas. But any question you have about your home, give us a call. We'll see if we can help you out today.
Absolutely. And it's pretty easy to get in touch with us. 1-800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline. And you can certainly send us an email anytime, todayshomeowner.com/ask. And Joe, I'll tell you, we've during the week, how about your week? How's everything been going around the snowy Roxbury, Connecticut?
Yeah, it's been going great. We actually hosted Thanksgiving this year, which was fun. Marla has a pretty large family and they're scattered about. She's one of seven, and so you never know where we're going to end up. But we had like 10 or 12 people here, I guess, and we had we brined a turkey for the second time in my life, and boy, that's the way to do any poultry. We put it in this brine overnight in the refrigerator, and it was wonderful. But it was mostly just fun to spend time with family. Both Kate and Chris, our kids were here. So yeah, how about you? You didn't do any traveling this holiday season, did you?
No, not at all. But I actually was able to take it easy for a few days, and the weather was absolutely perfect. And instead of the old turkey and dressing and all that kind of thing, it was all about the seafood. We had marinated crab claws. We had barbecue shrimp. We had West Indies salad, which is something that actually was invented here in Mobile, Alabama. A lot of people I've shared that with over the years that have ended up making that a steady staple food around their homes. It's very easy to make West Indies.
I remember you introduced me to West Indies. I had never heard of it or had it, and it's almost like a ceviche.
Very similar. Yeah, so works out very, very well. And I'll tell you, we were taping a show all of this week, wrapped it up yesterday, and involved converting a very neglected back porch. We had a slab and just a kind of a shabby, kind of halfway finished type of thing. And man, just in a course of just 3 days, we completely changed that to this rustic sunroom. And part of that was, of course, putting reverse board and batten on the inside of the house, which is a little unusual. And, trimming out things, fixing things, a little bit of electrical work, and then putting down a luxury vinyl tile floor, which is every time I use and install one of these floors, it just amazes me how easy it is and how darn good looking that floor is.
Really?
But I'm looking at my hands and I've got urethane glue from one end to the other. I forgot my little vinyl gloves. And
the latex gloves, yeah.
So I guess I'll get the belt sander out after the show here and try to belt sand it down.
It'll wear off eventually.
But what about you? I understand that you had a little encounter when you were leaving. Travel always is interesting when you're traveling around and so forth. But you were leaving Mobile, and what happened there?
Yeah, this is actually a pleasant travel story. You don't hear too many of those. Hopefully this holiday season people have pleasant traveling stories. But as the radio show has gotten more and more popular, I guess I shouldn't have been surprised by this interaction with the TSA agent. As I showed up at the Mobile airport, I was down in Mobile visiting Danny and the crew, shooting a new some new episodes for the TV show, the Simple Solution segments. And on the way through the airport, the TSA agent was looking at my, you hand them your boarding pass and your license. She was looking at my license and looking at me. I assume she was just checking to make sure, the photograph matched my face. And she said, okay. And I thought we had a problem. I said, is there an issue? Is there a problem? She said, no. I go to sleep with you every Sunday night. And I said, excuse me? I have a pretty good memory, but I don't remember this young woman. And I said, excuse me? And she said, And she, then she talked to the she was talking to another TSA agent standing nearby and said, Joseph Truini is on the radio show with Danny Lipford, and I listen every Sunday night.
Oh,
and she loves the show. She says, Danny, you and Danny are terrific on the show. I love it. And for some reason, she finds that really comforting, us talking. So to that particular TSA agent, thank you very much for ushering me through without any delays.
Yeah,
but that was really nice.
You thought you were in trouble there and about to be handcuffed. And
yeah, I ordinarily am, but thankfully that was not the case.
Well, let me tell you something that happened to me this week. And do you ever, you know, first of all, I don't like repairing appliances and dealing with appliances very much. Just something, I don't know, just I don't like it very well. But I was able to solve a problem with my refrigerator with using a blow dryer and a shovel.
Yeah. A shovel to hit the refrigerator?
Well, it was close. No, I almost buried the darn refrigerator.
That's a big hole.
I should say the name of this darn refrigerator because it has been absolutely terrible refrigerator for, I've had it probably 10 years and replaced all kinds of pieces on it and everything. So anyway, so I'm wanting to get some ice out of, you know, the freezers, the drawer type, you know, underneath there. And, you know, so, I go to pull it out and first of all, the handle comes off. So the handle, I'm holding the handle in my hand. So then
just snaps right off the freezer.
Well, yeah, I mean, so then I grab the sides of it and I'm trying to pull it out and it won't come out. And so I'm pulling. So one side of it starts coming out. So I know I'm breaking it now. So I pull it out about 2 or 3 inches and I look in there enough to see that the ice maker, the water has drained into the little container there and filled it up completely with ice. Wow. And then it poured over and the whole side railing on the one side where you have the track for to pull it out, well, it was just a cake of ice and frozen.
Right.
So I'm saying, okay, I got a hardwood floor under this thing. I've got to thaw it out somehow. I've got this refrigerator and freezer full of food. You know, I've got another refrigerator downstairs that we started transferring food to. We pull it out of the little built-in cabinet, unplug it. We go, okay, what am I going to do
now? What
with all of this mountain of ice that's about to be water that's going to flood on my floor? So I remember I just bought a brand new tarp, a little 10x10 tarp. So I take the refrigerator and I roll it out over the tarp.
Right.
I pull it up like a properly fitted diaper.
Okay.
And I tape it to the refrigerator. And I can't open it to thaw it out. I can open the top, but that's not where the problem is. So I take one hair dryer and stick it in one side of the freezer, turn it on, take another one, and which I couldn't hardly get that open, but like 3/4 of an inch, and I prop all this stuff up, and I turn it on, and I wait, drip, drip, here comes the water. And, you know, a tarp that costs $2.99 is not that reliable. So I'm watching that. I've got drop cloths around it like a little moat. And so I'm sitting there waiting and waiting. It will not thaw at all. So I said, okay, I'm going to give it overnight. I'm going to wake up in the morning. My refrigerator is going to be floating. My hardwood floor is going to be all buckled up, but I can't stay up all night. Next morning, wake up. I didn't leave the hair dryers on, of course. But I woke up the next morning, and there was almost no thawing at all on it. And so I hooked them back up. And so I have the hair dryers going again. And so I kind of walk away a little bit. I come back, the room full of smoke. I go, oh, what? So I run over. Well, I caught the weather stripping around the freezer is now on fire.
Well, that'll help melt the ice.
Well, that's what I thought. But then of course, the smoke detectors.
That's how guys think. It's a fire.
So the smoke detectors are going to come on, and the firemen are going to come on, and they're going to go, hey, look, Danny Lippert's refrigerator, and he's got a diaper on it. So this was going pretty bad. So then I thought, I've got a shovel out back. So I go out and get a flat shovel. I wedge the shovel into the side of the burning weather stripping, and I pry and pry, and finally it popped open, and I was able to start scooping ice out by my hand. And, of course, the bottom tray had about 3 inches of water that I had recently thawed with the ice floating around. So so then I wanted to take the shovel and go bury the darn thing out back, but
yeah.
I got it back when I get to my new house. Of course, we got a new refrigerator. So little.
Did you buy a different brand refrigerator for the new house?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, of course.
I won't buy another one of those, not to be named.
But did you manage to catch all the water?
I was able to catch all the water, and the hardwood floor looks nice and clean now. Right. And we're able to do all of that. Get it back in place, and it's currently working. The freezer doesn't seem to want to close as well as it used to, but.
Imagine if it was the shovel or you yanking on it.
I know it. And the little burn spot on the side, it'll be okay.
Well, I'll tell you one thing about appliances, though, especially here in America, if you buy an American-made appliance specifically, next to the rest of the world, they're incredibly affordable.
Yes, they are.
They really are when you think about it.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to a brand new one and a brand new, challenge to keep it going. Speaking of challenges, that's what we all do as homeowners. We have challenges that can make home ownership a little frustrating. We're trying to take that frustration out of owning a home right here on today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We got some good stuff coming up.
The Home Depot is giving Santa's workshop a run for its money with free power tools from top brands like DeWalt, Milwaukee, Rigid, Ryobi, and Makita. Buy a select power tool or battery kit from any one of these trusted brands and get another select tool from the same brand free. Even Santa can't beat that. Free select power tools from top brands only from the Home Depot Gift Center. How doers get more done. Valid through February 2nd while supplies last.
Is keeping out the cold on your to-do list? With Duck Brand Weatherization Products, you can quickly and easily make your home more comfortable and efficient, saving you energy dollars along the way. Duck Brand's affordable product line includes a roll-on window kit that comes in different sizes and strengths, including standard and max strength. These kits create a weather-tight seal with no hassle and no measuring. That's my kind of DIY project. To learn more and find a retailer near you, visit duckbrand.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford along with Joe Truini. And at this part of the show, we always like to talk about how wonderful it is and how lucky we are to have great radio stations all over the country. Here's one I want to call out, WMBD AM 1470 and 100.3 FM in Peoria, Illinois. And I want to say a special hello to Kevin Harlan. Kevin kind of ushered me around that station. Amazing cluster of stations, about like 7 or 8 stations on one floor overlooking the river there in Peoria.
Illinois River.
Yeah. It was just a really great experience. I was speaking at a home and garden show there about a year ago, and just a great, I mean, first of all, we have a lot of listeners there in Peoria, and we appreciate each and every one of you tuned it in, because there's a lot of options there, a lot of radio stations around there, so we certainly appreciate Kevin having us on 1470 as well as 100.3 FM, but a great little place. There's a lot of history and a lot of stories and a lot of people that were born and raised in and around the Peoria area.
Yeah, Richard Pryor, famously the late comedian, was from Peoria. And Peoria was established in 1691, so it's one of the oldest European settlements in all of Illinois, so it's been around quite a while. And this is another really interesting fact, that in 1942, this is amazing how science works sometimes, but in 1942, someone noticed a moldy cantaloupe in a grocery store in Peoria. Now, I see moldy cantaloupes every now and then. I just keep on walking. I don't stop and ponder. Oh, gee, that's interesting. But someone, fortunately, in 1942 stopped. And know what came out of that? Penicillin.
Is that right?
That's where penicillin, and that has saved countless lives.
Yeah.
So that's where penicillin started, in moldy cantaloupe in Peoria, Illinois.
Let's see, a few other people born there. Dan Fogelberg, who passed away a few years ago. You hear those songs quite a bit during the holidays. And Elliot Ness was from there, and a lot of other people. But
a lot of athletes. Joe Girardi, the new manager of the Philadelphia Phillies. From there?
Yep. Well, they talk about back in the old days, the vaudeville days, and when comedians and entertainers were touring the country, they would be going from the West Coast, and traveling to Chicago, New York. And Peoria was one of the areas that had a tremendous amount of talent that performed there. And there's a saying there that if you can't make it in Peoria, you're not going to make it anywhere else. So it was kind of like a stepping stone to get you to Chicago or to get you to New York. So, you know, if you didn't play well in Peoria, you're not going to make it any further there. And there's a song or two about that type of thing and all that. So I thought that was pretty intriguing there. So,
well, welcome to everybody listening in Peoria. Give us a call.
Okay, let's get right to the phones here. Jeff is on the phone with us right now with a great question. Jeff, I'm glad you're being a part of the Today's Homeowner Radio Show today. Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us about this. You're talking about your bathroom vent fan. You're being proactive about, you know, trying to figure out exactly what to do. But tell us the current situation.
Well, the previous owner must have put in a light with a fan in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
But when he first got it, I kept looking for the vent to the outside of the house. Didn't see one. So my suspicion was that he just had it vented up into the attic area. And sure enough, that's what he did.
Mm.
But he capped off that end of that. It's like a 3-inch pipe with tape, but I've never used it. Once I saw that, I said, we can't use it. All the moisture going up into the attic could cause problems. So what's the proper way of continuing that to get it to the outside?
Okay, so it actually capped it off, so it was absolutely doing nothing but serving
the life.
Never
heard of that.
Wow.
Yeah, he just taped off the end.
Wow.
There's pipe laying in the rafter, and there's tape all over it. So
wow.
It was doing basically nothing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Danny and I have seen plenty of cases, Jeff, where people run the vent into the attic and just let it blow that moisture into the attic, which is awful.
Right.
But just to cap it off,
right.
What did he think was going to happen? I'm not sure.
Maybe he had an idea to eventually finish it off, and then things came up and never did it.
Yeah, maybe.
Wow.
The way he has it, he would have had it going straight out to the way the rafters run. He had it laying in the rafters, the 2x6s, would go right out to the front of the house. And we're not too keen on that for, you know, aesthetic purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, you know what he had in mind? He had in mind selling the house to you and let you figure it out. That's probably when he taped it off, he said, I'll let Jeff figure this out in a couple of years.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you what you can do, Jeff. First of all, get that tape off of it immediately. And you want to go to the most direct route to the outside that you possibly can with some consideration to the aesthetics on the outside of the house. So, being you know, diverting it to the back part of the house. But the shorter the run, the better. So, you know, just short a distance as you possibly can go.
The shorter and the straighter.
Exactly. The shorter and the straighter. Now, if you have to put an angle in there and so forth, that works okay. But what I would suggest is using a smooth metal pipe. The corrugated type of flexible pipe is better than what you have. But since you're doing it and want to do it right, then I would use a smooth pipe and size it as big as the vent will allow, the exhaust vent will allow. And then just go directly to the outside. There's a special cap on the roof, if that's where you're headed with it, instead of a sidewall, that you can install and integrate and cut in around the shingles, that has a nice flap on it that when it's not being used, it seals it off so the cold or hot air will not enter your bathroom. And then when the fan kicks on, it opens up and exhausts that hot, moist air out, which is so important, not just for minimizing the mildew and mold and that type of thing, but just pure indoor air quality issues. That's the way to go.
Okay. Well, like I said, we can't go to the front of the house. That's not an option with my wife. And we can't go to the back because now half of the attic has been finished. I would have to tear up the floor, the carpeting up here, or run it to the back of the house, which would be okay. But the best way would be to put a 90-degree, you know, elbow in there and go right up to the roof.
Yeah.
That would be the shortest. You can do that.
Yeah, there's no problem on that, especially if you use the smooth pipe. Like I say, the flexible pipe just, you know, has too much resistance in the wind, and the testing and everything has proven that it's much better for the smooth pipe. And you know, you can I'll tell you, some great diagrams and some great information is available at Brone.com, one of our sponsors and someone that's worked with us a long time and a company that really cares about indoor air quality. And so you can find out all you need to know there, and you're a wise homeowner to go ahead and try to take care of this.
Yeah, well, like I said, he used the smooth pipe laying in the rafter there, and then he just taped off the end of it. Like, oh, I can't have the air blowing off, but then what good is the fan doing? It's not going anywhere. It's just all the moisture staying in the pipe and not doing anything. So once I crawled back there and saw the pipe, well, that's what he did. But at least he taped the end off to prevent the moisture from going up. But yet, what's the sense of having a fan in the bathroom? It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you're exactly right. It's like some of the recirculating vent hoods and exhaust fans and things like that. You just scratch your head and go, you know, that noise, it's making noise, but that's pretty much all it's doing. So I'm certainly glad we were able to have you on the show and point you in the right direction on that. And if we can help you any other way, just let us know, Jeff. I'll tell you, Joe, that, you know, that seems to be just one of those things that if you know, no one's looking for extra work to do. But
right.
Boy, if you just take a flashlight, pop up into the attic and just look around and think about where the bathrooms are, where your kitchen is, and is it, you know, is there a vent pipe taking that hot, moist air and odors and so forth out all the way to the outside? Boy, it's well worth it and certainly can be a better air quality for your family.
Absolutely. What if Jeff never looked up there? You don't know what kind of trouble it would cause.
Man.
And especially if it's uncapped, because all that moist air, you know, it's not good for anything. It can grow mold and mildew. It, defeats the insulation quality of the insulation in the attic floor. So yeah, definitely get up there and poke around. You never know what you might find.
Hey, we're certainly glad you're with us here on today's Homeowner Radio. Coming up, we're going to tell you about a really cool shower head that you might be interested to increase and improve your shower experience on our Home Depot Best New Product of the Week. And also, critters in the attic. Have you ever had any problem with that? We've got the solutions right here. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Need help with a project? We've got hundreds of videos to give you a hand. Go to todayshomeowner.com/videos to browse our video channel.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Tight Bond. The Pro's Advantage.
And welcome back to the show, where it's time for our Best New Product segment, brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Looking to upgrade your shower? There isn't anything more relaxing than gentle rain shower heads, and there isn't anything more convenient than a handheld shower wand. Well, now you can have both relaxation and convenience in Delta's Hydro Rain 2-in-1 Dual Shower Head. It's designed to be installed on any shower arm in just minutes, and each shower head comes with Delta's soft rubber touch clean spray holes, allowing you to simply wipe away any mineral residue. Plus, one of the many spray settings is a pause feature that gives you ample space for shaving and other tasks without worrying about water waste. In fact, this shower head uses at least 20% less water than the industry standard, saving you a lot of money. For more information on the Delta Hydro Rain 2-in-1 Dual Shower Head, log on to HomeDepot.com. I've seen these actually.
Oh, yeah, I got to check that out.
Working, and they're pretty good. You know, they're just all that technology that went into saving water at the wherever one of the large uses, you know, of water in your house. Of course, it started with the toilets and reducing those from 3-plus gallons down to 1.6 gallons. Think about that, how much water that saved over the years. And then something like this, saving 20% less water on your actual shower. That's pretty cool as well.
Yeah. And I don't know if people are even aware that most shower heads, including this Delta, has what they refer to here as the rubber touch clean spray holes.
Right.
If you look at your shower head, it might look like hard plastic, but more often than not, it's a flexible rubber. And if you rub your thumb very firmly against it, it'll kind of break up because the rubber gives a little bit. Any mineral deposit in there.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised after several months, if you do that, even just once or twice a year, you might get more water out. You know, you won't. Sometimes you'll see maybe one spray hole's not spraying so well, or a few of them aren't. And that's the reason they make them out of rubber. So you can just sort of scrub them
just with
your thumb. You know, you don't have to bust up anything that's in there. So
it's funny about those deposits and calcium and that kind of thing that can be there. Okay, this time of the year, I'll tell you, we get a lot of calls, like a lot of questions like this when this comes from Chris. Says, what can you do for squirrels getting into my attic? Are there easy ways to keep them out? now. I've read about using things like apple cider vinegar that keeps them out because they don't like the smell, or peppermint oil does the same. Do these things really work? And, you know, I don't know. You know, a lot of those things like using cayenne pepper and things like that, I think it works. Every now and then, of course, you know, when you're talking about in an attic space and so forth, it's a pretty large area to try to get, you know, an odor like peppermint oil or, you know, any of these other things, a cider vinegar, to really permeate the whole entire area. I'll tell you, the first thing on squirrels, I think, is really finding out how they're getting in and attack it from that standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was thinking the same thing. Like, I'm not sure about vinegar. I know peppermint oil works to keep mice out of your car. You know, you're supposed to put some, like, in the glove compartment and around the inside. But that's such an enclosed space, it works. But you're right. If you put a few drops, first of all, it's relatively expensive. You put a few drops of peppermint oil in an attic, I mean, how long will it last?
Right.
So, yeah, the very first thing you have to do is trim back your trees. That's the most important. They're getting up on the roof somehow. And most squirrels, I've never actually seen a squirrel crawl up a house. I mean, they obviously can do it. They crawl up trees. They can probably crawl up onto your roof from the ground, but they almost never do. They're always jumping off a branch. So that first thing is trim back all the trees. If you have trees growing right close to your house, that's another issue. You know, you can climb up the tree and jump on. And then, as Danny said, you have to find out where they're entering. And the easiest way is just, especially if it's a temporary fix, tack up some hardware cloth.
That's right. Yeah.
If you're not familiar with hardware cloth, it's just a, it comes in a roll, and it's just wire. It comes in with either, and they have square holes. It's like a grid. It's either half inch holes or quarter inch holes. Either one would work.
Mm-hmm.
And just tack it up. There's no way they could chew through it. It's pretty tough stuff.
Right, right.
And it's galvanized metal, so it'll last, you know, a long time. So that's what you have to do. You have to find where they're chewing their way into your house. Or if you have a gable end vent, that's like an entrance door for them because they have louvers on them, and they might have a screen. They should have an insect screen behind it.
And even with the screen, a lot of times those little devils will push that out a little bit.
Yeah, the screen won't stop them.
And the screen flaps back, so you're up inside your attic looking around, and everything looks normal, you know, until you actually see. Now, actually, we did a we did a squirrel stakeout one day.
Oh, really?
Where we were staking
Slow
out.
Slow day down there in Mobile?
We went into the attic with our cameras, and we closed the door from underneath, and we sat there on buckets waiting for the squirrel to enter. And I'll be darned, it didn't take 5 minutes, and we heard the squirrel on top of the roof. We said, okay, where's he getting in? Everybody's looking around.
Yeah.
And an attic exhaust fan had the screen around it, like the hardware cloth in it, but it was not attached very well. And I don't know how the squirrel figured it out, but he basically just pushed on it, came right in, and it closed right behind him, you know, like a door with an automatic closer on it. And then he went in and had the whole attic until we turned the light on in the camera and kind of freaked him out. It took a little bit longer to get back out. But they're very hard to find out where their access point is. But that would be the key, like we're talking about there, to really make that work. Let me get right to an email here. This is one that's all you, Joe. It's all about snow and so forth. Carol in Delaware asks, how do I prevent snow or ice from backing up under my roof shingles? My ceiling is starting to leak from all the melting snow.
Yeah, it sounds like Carol has an ice dam. And the easiest way, the simplest solution is to just get a roof rake. In fact, I had my roof rake out for the first time this year about a week ago when we had snow, and I love using it. And a roof rake, if you're not familiar, is essentially just a long-handled flat piece of metal that you use to rake snow off your roof. And what that does is it prevents the snow from, what happens with the ice dam is snow builds up on your roof and heat from the house is leaking into the attic, which is a problem, which you seal that up. But what it does, it warms up the underside of the roof, the snow starts to melt, and it runs down, water runs down underneath the blanket of snow because it's been warmed. And when it hits the cold eave, it freezes and causes an ice dam, and the water can't drain off, so it backs up and actually goes under the shingles. So what you have to do is remove the snow. That's the quickest, easiest way.
There you go. Hey, real quick, I want to leave you, Joe. A lot of times you pop up with some trivia questions. I have one here I wanted to pose, and then maybe we could ponder it a bit over the break. But the circular saw, how long has it been around, and who came up with this tool that is so important?
I think I might actually know that.
Really? Just about any project that you do, from commercial to residential and everything in between, a circular saw is pretty important. But where did it come from? Think about it. No Googling here. year, and we'll share with you the answer when we come back right here on today's Homeowner Radio.
Do you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea. Brought to you by Tight Bond.
Is keeping out the cold on your to-do list? With Duck Brand weatherization products, you can quickly and easily make your home more comfortable and efficient, saving you energy dollars along the way. Duck Brand's affordable product line includes a roll-on window kit that comes in different sizes and strengths, including standard and max strength. These kits create a weather-tight seal with no hassle and no measuring. That's my kind of DIY project. To learn more and find a retailer near you, visit duckbrand.com. Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Ace, Walmart, and Lowe's Home Improvement stores, or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you. When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486.
Even if you're not a professional woodworker, you want to use the glue the pros use. And 3 out of 4 pro woodworkers trust Tight Bond as their choice. For building wood furniture or cabinets, to making picture frames or birdhouses, or just general repairs around the house, Tight Bond has the widest choice of glues to help with whatever project you want to tackle. Tight Bond, the right glue for your next project. Just ask the pros. For more information, visit tightbond.com or see them on Facebook.
Transform your old kitchen and bath countertops into real stone masterpieces with a great holiday deal from Deitch Coatings. Now through December 15th, they're offering a 15% discount and free shipping on their Spread Stone Mineral Select countertop refinishing kits. Use the code XMAS15 at DeitchCoatings.com and you'll get the kit for just $106. Don't wait, that's DeitchCoatings.com and use the code XMAS15 for great holiday savings.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Duck Brand Weatherization Products and by Newtone.
And welcome back to the show. Hey, we left you hanging with a little trivia question there about one of the most common tools that anybody has in their toolbox or garage, a circular saw. Like, where did this tool come from? You know, I see some old houses and, you know, I think about, man, did they, how big was that guy's bicep that had to use the saw to cut all of this beautiful wood in this particular house? But Joe, what about that? What do you think on the, any idea when the circular saw was invented?
Yeah, well, there's some competing theories on who and where it was invented, but it was the first circular saw appeared around 1813 or so.
Wow.
And yeah, isn't that amazing? And one story is that there's a woman inventor named Tabitha Babbitt who was watching two men use a pit saw. Mm-hmm. And a pit saw, if you're not familiar, they used to literally dig a pit in the ground, they'd span it with a log, and they'd have a big saw with two handles. One guy was down in the hole in the pit, and one guy was up above, and they went back and forth. That's how they used to saw boards, so you can imagine how long it took. In fact, that's where the saying comes from. This place is the pits, which always means like it's a terrible place, because the guy at the bottom of the hole, of course, he had all the sawdust falling on him, so that's where that came from.
Jeez, what a job, man. That's like punishment there.
Yeah, Yeah, that was a tough, you'd much rather be on the top, I think, than the bottom. but through my years of writing about and testing tools, I had a really close relationship with Black & Decker, and the story they told me, their first circular saw was invented as a way to cut down sugarcane. Cutting sugarcane, I've never actually seen a field of sugarcane, but apparently it's a very tough, resinous, nasty job, you know, to cut through, and they used to do it by hand and with a hand tool of some sort. And someone invented this saw and was used horizontally and had a big unguarded blade, of course. You can imagine how dangerous that was.
Yeah, there goes a few fingers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's where Black & Decker started it.
But, I'll be darned. 1813.
Yeah, so there you go.
Unbelievable. Talking about sugarcane, you know, I remember as a kid, we would, for a dime, we could buy a stalk of sugarcane. And they're just these random little small fields that
people... What would you do with it?
Oh, you would cut it in little small sections and chew on it.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, you know, a three-quarter inch, you know, it's about three-quarter of an inch around, three-quarter long, and you just, you know, primitive chewing on it, you know, and just get a little...
Yeah, we didn't have sugar cane in Connecticut.
A little bit of sugar there, so... All right. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, one of the things I think about, Joe, when you look at your house and especially in basements, garages and things like that. Boy, garages and basements are, you know, so many people are focusing on making them look better than they may right now. And, of course, the key part of that is the concrete, making the concrete look a lot better. And, boy, if you're looking for a project to really spruce up your basement or your maybe your front porch.
Patio
or anything like that. Our friends at Deitch Coatings, they have the Spreadstone Decorative Concrete Refinishing Kit. And man, oh man, when you see before and afters of this type of project on their website at DeitchCoatings.com, it's pretty impressive and very do-it-yourself friendly.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a most appropriately named product, Spread Stones. Like, what is that? Well, you're actually spreading stone. This is a coating you roll on, and it actually has stone in it.
Right.
And it goes right over concrete. So, yeah, as Danny said, it could be a garage floor, a patio, indoors or out, basement floor. In fact, I'm going to be finishing part of our basement off because it leads from the garage to the stairs that go up to the first level of living level. And I was going to put down flooring, but, you know, I'm like, well, what kind of flooring do I put down? It's below grade. There's certain concerns. But more I've heard you talk about this spread zone, I thought, well, actually, that might be an ideal product to put down, right?
Hey,
I'll
tell
you. And it's done.
I'll tell you something you should try. First of all, drop by their brand new website. They totally revamped it. It looks really, really good.
Oh, okay.
But one of the things they have there, which I think is so interesting, is this stencil kit. Now, we're not talking about like putting, you know, emblems and, you know, your New York Yankees logo on the floor or anything.
Why not?
Well, okay, you can. But this can actually make it look like a stone tile because you can put down the different stencils, then you put the spread stone coating on it, then you pull those pieces of tape up and it has it all divided out and gridded out and actually looks like a grouted floor. So, you know, imagine that being able to turn your basement or your garage or any other concrete area to look like that. And, you know, each of the kits, you know, that covers about 100 square feet. So, you know, depending on how much you need there and, you know, any leftover that you might have, you can use on virtually any concrete area around your house. So pretty good. So you can check it all out and see their brand new website at DeitchCoatings.com. And Deitch is spelled D-A-I-C-H. That's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to using some of that on my new garage if I can get my darn house a little bit more finished. So
good. The other great thing about that product is there's only three steps, but more importantly, it dries really quickly. It's not three steps like it takes you 2 days between each step, so you can get it done pretty quickly.
And they pretty much have everything in the kit that you need in terms of the roller pad and everything, and of course, you know, most important, all the instructions there. Hey, we hope that we're able to pique some interest in things around your home, and we want to make sure that you know how easy it is to reach out to us. All you have to do... pick up the phone, 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner Hotline. On the hotline, you can leave us a question, and if you want us to contact you back, of course, leave us your contact information. You can leave us any comment of things that you would like Joe and I to cover at some point on the show. And also, we love to get the little tips and follow-up on things that we've mentioned on the show that you've tried, has worked out well for you, and we love to have those kind of stories. And of course, we always like to remind you, If you're on the go and want to listen to our podcast, you certainly can do that and find out all about it by going to todayshomeowner.com/podcast. Hey, we're rolling along and coming up soon, our simple solution of the week. So you don't want to go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Is keeping out the cold on your to-do list? With Duck Brand weatherization products, you can quickly and easily make your home more comfortable and efficient, saving you energy dollars along the way. Duck Brand's affordable product line includes a roll-on window kit that comes in different sizes and strengths, including standard and max strength. These kits create a weather-tight seal with no hassle and no measuring. That's my kind of DIY project. To learn more and find a retailer near you, visit duckbrand.com.
The Home Depot delivers on your terms. Just say when, where, and how. Get free delivery on over a million items, no membership required. Need it fast? Order in-stock items online and pick them up in as little as 2 hours. Or tell us when you'll be home and we'll bring your order to your front door today. It's a good time to be a doer at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Visit homedepot.com for details.
Chelsea here. When I'm not on Today's Homeowner TV or radio shows, I'm sharing projects, how-to DIY tips, and other home inspiration over on my blog at checkingochelsea.com. Be sure to stop by, sign up for my newsletter, and watch my latest episode to get home improvement information with a Chelsea twist. I don't spare any details, so you'll know how to take a project from zero to completion and hopefully enjoy the process. See you soon over at checkingochelsea.com. Brought to you by Titebond.
Looking for easy home improvements? Instantly refresh the look of your bathroom by changing the grill on your bath fan or by adding one with a decorative light. If your mirror stays foggy after a shower, it's time for a new bath fan altogether. The Braun Upgrade Kit lets you convert your bath fan to a new one in less than 10 minutes. In the kitchen, consider replacing your range hood with a Braun under cabinet hood. It's so easy to install, you don't even need a contractor. Learn more at Braun.com. Braun New Tone. Breathe easy.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
And welcome back. I want to tell you about the Woodcraft giveaway. If tools are on your Christmas list, you're in luck. We're teaming up with our friends at Woodcraft to give away a $1,000 Woodcraft gift card. It's our Tools Under Your Tree giveaway, and you can buy a lot of tools for $1,000. So make sure you enter today. All you have to do is head over to todayshomeowner.com/giveaway to sign up for your chance to win. Woodcraft carries power tools, hand tools, woodworking supplies, and a whole lot more to completely fill up your workshop. You don't want to miss out on this. So again, to enter to win a $1,000 Woodcraft gift card, just go to todayshomeowner.com/giveaway. It's happening right now through December 15th. So it's very, very close. You're just about to run out of time on this one. So go to todayshomeowner.com/giveaway right away. A couple of comments we got on the website this past week about this. It says, see, Trend mentions, with new tools, I would do a remodel on my home with excitement. And Beth mentions, what I would do if I won is to donate all the tools to my school because they just don't have enough in their shop. Well, Beth, that's very, very sweet.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So best
we had talked about, excuse me, Dan, we had talked about a week or two ago about what do you do with leftover paint?
Uh-huh.
A homeowner was asking us for recycling tips or whatever, and we suggested you could always donate it, and schools are good places donate paint, you know, art departments or drama departments. But I never thought of tools. Like if I often have old tools, they're not that old, but they still work great, but I get new tools because I test them, and sometimes people just manufacture or ship them to me. I never thought of that, but yeah, why not?
Yeah,
donate
them
to the school.
I think that's a great idea. Before we head out for this hour, Joe Truini has another simple solution for us.
All right, Danny, if you live at home long enough, here's how to deal with a plumbing clog. Because when you end up with a plumbing clog, you also end up with some standing water. So you have to get rid of that standing water before you can make the repair, right? Imagine a sink that's backed up and is full of water. You don't want to just pull off that trap because all that water is going to rush out and sometimes it's hard to catch it all. So I came up with this idea, and it actually worked pretty well. They make a pool toy for kids that is essentially a siphon pump. And it's just a straight tube with a handle that fits inside. And what you do is when they use it as a toy in the pool, the kids put it underwater and they pull the handle back. Then they point it at one another and they push the handle forward and it just squirts out water. So it's basically just a pump. So you can do the same thing. You can suck the water. So imagine you have a sink or a washing machine sometimes will malfunction when the tub is full of water, the wash tub's full of water, and you have to remove all that water. You can just use this little pool toy. It only costs a couple of bucks. You just suck out the water and then shoot it into another drain or that's functioning or a bucket or out the window or whatever. But there you go. It's just a nice, simple way to remove that water quickly. Now, I should say that once you use it to suck water out of a toilet or a sink or almost anywhere else, don't give it back to the kid because, you know, might have some dirt on it or some soil or whatever. So there you go.
There you go. That's a great toy. Boy, anybody that's ever changed a toilet out would appreciate that tip. You can find out more by going to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. That pretty much wraps up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. If you're listening to a station that doesn't carry the second hour, that's okay. Head over to todayshomeowner.com so that you don't miss a thing. And again, don't forget about our podcast, todayshomeowner.com/podcast, or wherever you download your podcast. I'm Danny Lipford along with Joe Truini. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford is produced each week by Three Echoes Productions, a division of Danny Lipford Media. Today's Homeowner is heard each week on great radio stations across the country, online at todayshomeowner.com, and through podcasts available from iTunes. If you'd like to reach us, you can send us an email by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask or call us anytime at 1-800-946-4420. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford.